In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today proclaiming the Word of God. Today we're going to be looking at the shadow and the substance. What does that mean? Well, things in the Old Testament are the shadow, and in the New Testament it's the substance. Well, let's look. We're looking at Exodus 12. "And the Lord spoke unto Moses and unto Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house." Now we know that lamb is the shadow. And we know that Jesus the Lamb is the substance. "And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish." Jesus is without blemish, without sin. "A male," Jesus is male, "of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and it shall keep it up for 14 days of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening." Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. "And they shall take the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat it." So they're going to put the blood on the two side posts and on the upper post. "And they shall eat the flesh in the night, roasted with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at any with water, but roast it with fire, his head with the legs and the and thereof. And you shall let nothing of it remain until morning. That which remains until morning ye shall burn with fire, and thus shall you eat it." Let's continue. You eat it with staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. So the blood, it's all about the blood. That is the shadow. Let's look at the substance. The substance comes from St. John, and he tells us this. John 19:31. "The Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should remain not on the cross, for it was the Sabbath day, for the Sabbath day was a high holiday, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers, and they broke the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus, they did not break his legs." Why? Because he was already dead. "But one of the soldiers with the spear pierced the side, and forthwith came their blood and water." So we see the Lamb of God sheds the blood and water on the cross. It is our salvation. The blood of Jesus is our salvation. The blood of the Old Testament was a shadow. The blood of Jesus is substance. It's the real thing. And what did Jesus say about the Passover lamb? You are to eat the Passover lamb. And what do we say? Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. He who eats his flesh and drinks his blood abides in the Lord, and the Lord in him. So we have the whole experience of the Passover and the new Passover. Jesus is our Passover. That's what the Bible says. He is our Passover. He is the substance. He is the substance. He is not the shadow. The shadow is the lamb that was killed in the evening, the blood that was put on the doorposts. But now we have the real lamb. Now we look at 1 Peter, number 1. You were not redeemed with any corruptible things like silver and gold, but you have been redeemed through the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. Do you know that today? Do you know that today, that you are worth the blood of Jesus? Do you know that today? That the blood of Jesus is what you're worth. You are not worth gold or silver. They will corrode. You are worth the blood of Jesus. You should carry a little tag on you. I am worth the blood of the Lamb. It is Jesus who shed his blood for me. I am worth the blood of the Lamb. Jesus, the Lamb of God, who was foreordained before the foundation of the world. In other words, this idea of the cross is not something that just happened, but that it was ordained from the foundation of the world and was manifest in these last times. But I just want to comment again what you're worth. And because most Catholics do not know what they're worth, most Christians do not know what they're worth. I am worth the blood of Jesus. You are worth the blood of Jesus. You are worth the blood of the Lamb. That's what the Bible teaches, and that's what the Church teaches. The blood of Jesus is what you are worth. And that blood is much more powerful than the blood of the Lamb in the Old Testament. That blood takes away our sins. That blood purifies us. That blood gives us new life. Who by him do believe in God that raised him, Jesus, from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God? Yes, our faith and hope is in God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Our faith and hope is in God. Do you know that today? That nothing is going to happen to you today that God can't handle with you and you can't handle with him. Nothing is going to happen today that's going to be, so difficult that you won't be able to handle it. Why? You've been bought with the price of the blood of the Lamb. You are worth the blood of Jesus. How can I say it better? You are worth the precious blood of Jesus. Tomorrow is July 1st, and it is on the calendar of the Tridentine Church, the Feast of the Precious Blood of Jesus tomorrow, July 1st. Let me tell you, we celebrate the blood here on In Season and Out of Season almost every day, talking about the power of the blood, talking about the blood of Jesus, talking about that blood erases our sins, that blood erases our fears, that blood erases our torments, that blood is our salvation. There is salvation in no other name but in the name of Jesus. There is salvation in no other name but the name of Jesus. Do you know that today? Do you know that today, that that the Lord Jesus has brought salvation to you because of his cross, death, and resurrection. Isaiah 43, but now, not tomorrow, now, now, says the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, who formed thee, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid today. You're bought with the blood of the Lamb. Do not be afraid today. God is for you. Do not be afraid today. The Lord loves you. Do not be afraid today. You are one of his children. Do not be afraid today. He has adopted you in the blood of the Lamb. For I have redeemed thee. This is the Old Testament. He redeemed them in the Old Testament as the shadow as they came through the water. But we have been redeemed through the blood of Jesus at baptism. We have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus at baptism. That's why as we grow older, we need a second conversion, that Jesus would come to us and we would know him personally. I have called you by name. God does not call you by your social security number. He calls you and me by name. As a matter of fact, he calls me Tommy. He doesn't call me Thomas. He doesn't call me Tom. He calls me Tommy. And he says, you are mine. Do you know that today again? That you are his. And if you are his, he is yours. Do you know that today? And when I talk about know, I'm talking about experiential knowledge. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, and you will pass through the waters, the difficulty, I will be with thee. When you go through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm thee. When you walk through the fire, and you will walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Why? For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. That's who he is. It's all about him. It's all about him. I am the Lord your God, the Holy One, your Savior. It's all about him. It's not about us. It's about him and how he loves us and how he has redeemed us through the blood of Jesus. It's all about him. We need to focus upon him, not upon me and not upon you, not even upon gifts. We need to focus upon Jesus Christ, who is the Lord and Savior of the world. We need to trust Jesus. Do you trust him today? Just for today, do you trust him today? If you don't, I hope you find a penny, and the penny will say, in God we trust. God wants you to trust him. Since you are precious in my sight, Jesus tells you that. The Father tells you that. You are precious in the sight of God. You might not feel precious, but you are precious in the sight of God. You have been honorable. You're not only precious, you're honorable. And I have loved you. I have loved you. Therefore, I will give people for you and people for your life. Fear not. Here he goes again. Fear not. Don't be afraid. Please don't be afraid. You've been bought with the price. For I am with thee. I will bring your seed from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, and I have made him. Do you know you have been made for the glory of God? You say, well, I don't feel that way, but that's what you've been made for. You're not a grasshopper. You're a son of God. You're not a grasshopper. You're a daughter of God. You have been ransomed by the blood of Jesus. You have been ransomed by the blood of Jesus. Yes, you have. You have been ransomed by the blood of Jesus. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. That's right. He is our Savior. I have declared, and I have saved, and I have showed that there was no strange God among you. Therefore, you are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Are you a witness of Jehovah? Are you a witness of Jesus Christ? Are you a witness today? Are you a witness? That's what the Lord asks today. Are you a witness today? I can't talk for you, but I can talk for myself. I'm witnessing right now to Jesus Christ. Why? Because He is the Lord. Why else? Because He is the Savior. Why else? Because that's what He wants me to do. And that's what He wants you to do, to witness to Him. Because you belong to Him, and He belongs to you. Again, you have not been bought with any diminishable price of silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, a lamb that has no blemish, just like the Passover lamb, without spot. You have been bought by His blood, and He was foreordained from the foundation of the world. Who by Him do you believe in God that raised Him up from the dead and gave Him glory? You know that the Lord Jesus was raised from the dead, and He is in the glory of God. He sits at the right hand of the Father. But He's not so busy that He doesn't care about you, because you belong to Him and He belongs to you. He's not so busy that you have not been redeemed. You have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, by the power of Jesus, made present by the Holy Spirit, that your faith and your hope might be in God. My faith is not in my faith, please. My people say to me, I have a lot of faith. My faith is not in my faith. My faith is in the one who gave His life for me on the cross. My faith is in Jesus Christ. My faith is in the power of the blood. That's where my faith is. It is not in my faith, because who cares about my faith? My faith is in Jesus, because He is the author and finisher of our faith. Let's continue. Seeing that you are purified, yes, through the blood of Jesus, your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto the unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another. That's what the Lord Jesus says. I give you a new commandment, and that new commandment is that you love one another as I have loved you. That is the commandment that Jesus gives us. Not only that we surrender our life to Him, but that we love one another with a pure heart, and we fervently love one another. Being born again, not of the corruptible seed, but the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. You've been born again through the power of the Word of God. And who has made that possible? That is made possible by the Holy Spirit. It happened at baptism, and we need to have an experience of Jesus today. They call it second conversion. They call it being born again. I was born again at baptism, but the second conversion came in August of 1968. There's a second conversion, and don't tell me I don't need more conversion. I need more conversion, and so don't you. But we're loved. We've been redeemed. We've been bought. We've been sought after. We've been all these wonderful things that belong to us as believers, that Jesus Christ has done these things for us. Why? Because He loves us. Can I give you a reason? Because I deserve it. Take the word deserve out of your vocabulary. We deserve nothing. We receive everything as a gift. It is a gift from God. I don't deserve gifts. I receive gifts. I do not deserve a gift. I receive gifts. Gifts come because people want to gift you. God has gifted us with the Holy Spirit. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. Are you a witness of Jesus today? We heard Sunday about the lady that had the issue of blood, woman trouble for 12 years. The Word of God said she heard about Jesus. Who told her about Jesus? I have no idea, but she heard about Jesus. I think that it's our good deed to tell people about Jesus. Tell people about Jesus, that they hear about Jesus, that Jesus come and bless them. People don't know about Jesus anymore. We need to tell people about Jesus. He is the Lord. He is the Lamb of God. He is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He is the Lamb who shed His blood for you. He is the Lamb who shed His blood for me. It is time for us to tell people about Jesus Christ, to be witnesses of the Messiah. That's what we are called to be, born by the incorruptible Word of God. For all flesh is as grass. Well, I saw that many years ago. It was during the summer of 1979. I'll never forget. I went to the beach at Cohasset, and there was a young man who drowned, and he was a young, tall, handsome man, and the only thing I could say was, all flesh is grass, and the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the Word of God endures forever. I that's when I saw that young man. I said, you know what? It's all flesh is grass. It's just we're here for a very short time. For a very short time. We need to witness to Jesus during that short time. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. The gospel that Jesus Christ has given His life for you, that Jesus Christ has shed His blood for you, that Jesus Christ has redeemed you, that Jesus Christ has made you a new creation. Anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Yes, that's who you are. You are not a grasshopper. You are a new creation. You are a new creation. You have been bought with the price of the blood of Jesus. You were not bought with the price of the silver or gold. You were bought with the price of Jesus. Yes, you are. And we need to preach the gospel. We need to let people know that Jesus Christ is Lord. We need to let people know that He gave His life for us while we were yet sinners. You know, people say it's all right, and the Bible says it's good for a man to give his life for a good man. Jesus did not give His life for us who were good. The Word of God says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He gave His life for us not when we were good, but when we were sinners. That's Jesus. No one is like Jesus. You know, it's like someone who rips off your money and you give him more money. No. If he rips it off, he or she is not deserving of it. That the point is, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us and foreordained that we would be washed with the blood of the Lamb, that we are worth not a diminishable, corruptible things as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus. Father, we thank You that we are redeemed. You have bought us back. We have been washed clean by the blood of the Lamb. We thank You, Father, that the whole world is waiting to be hearing about Jesus. We thank You, Father, that we can tell people about Jesus over the airwaves. that maybe somebody listened today that never listened before, and you said, I want to be new. I want to be born again from the Word of God. I want that. I want to be a new creation. I'm sick of the old creation. Well, I'm telling you, the only thing you have to do is say, Jesus, save me. Jesus, I give my life to you. Jesus, wash away my sins. Come to confession. Go to confession. That's the first thing you need to do. Go to confession. Tell the Lord your sins and tell the church your sins. Then go to confession. Become a new creation. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ has ransomed us. We are new creations. Look like a new creation today. The Lord loves you. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.